Isru Chag Shavuos Tavshin Pei Beis Alin Shmi and Tzchus for Fur Shlema for Esatila Bas Ariel Tzipora Beso Shachar Yisro. We had the great Tzchus of getting ready for Shavuos with the Menachem Sion. So what better way to leave Shavuos and to take Shavuos with us with the Menachem Sion or Menachem Sion Zaks? And he says an incredible idea by Har Sinai. The pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu charges Moshe Lech El Am V'Kidash Shem Hayom Amachar. Tell Chal Yisro go and sanctify today and tomorrow. And says the Menachem Sion, a beautiful idea from Rav Shmelko of Nicholsburg. Rav Shmelko of Nicholsburg, Zechus Yodin Lena, was a Tamina of Baal Shem Tov. He was known as the brother of Rav Pinchas Levi Haaretz, otherwise known as the Panim Yafos. And he says, what does this mean? Lech Elam Ukvi Kidashim Hayom Amachar. Go there, you should go sanctify Tevede today, Umachar, and tomorrow. Says Rav Shmelko, the Rebbe Rav Shmelko, that the whole point of today, the whole point of Matan Torah, says Rav Shmelko, the whole point of Shavuos, it's not just for Hayom, it's for Umachar. Shehashpas HaKedusha Timatzi Mokom Alibchem Gam Achay Shetilchem Mikam Etashubel Aleichem. That the influence of the holiness, that the Kedusha of Har Sinai should stay in their hearts, even when they go back to their tents. And he says, that's the whole tafkid of being a Jew. He says, look at the opening Mishnah to Pirkei Avos, or the second Mishnah. It says, Vehemidu Talmidim Harbe. And a lot of those say, just, it says, omdim. It should say omdim. They should stand. What does ve'he'emidu mean? He'emidu means that when they leave the Beis Midrash, gam kasher yazvus koisli yeshiva, shiyam shichu gam oz la'amon arigleim, that they're able to stand on their own two feet. That the point of going to yeshiva is not for yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, seminary in Yisrael, or it's not just for Shabbos, but it's taking yeshiva and taking seminary and taking Shabbos into your weekday. It's taking into your life. Bechoizik uvetchivus. You don't get involved in the outside world, but you stay close to those holy moments into your life. And you realize that it's not just about the minute when you're there, but it's about taking those holy moments. This is what he says, that it should be deep, deep, deep in your heart. It should be implanted and cemented in your heart. And this is what he says, David Amalek says in Perek Lamed Dalet, L'chuvonim shimuli, yiras Hashem al-merchem. Go, my children, and you should go listen to the fear of God that I'll teach you. And he says, it should have said, bo banim. What's l'chuvonim? L'chuvonim means that it should be with you. It should stay with you. It should be one with you. The messages of the Beis Midrash, the messages of Shavuos. I remember Rav Hutner, they said from Rav Hutner, why it's the l'chubanim? Rav Hutner says a parenthetical note here. Rav Hutner says that he got a letter from a student. He was having a hard time in yeshiva, and then after a couple of years, he finally had a kar sotov to the yeshiva. I think this is. So Rav Hutner said, this is what the pasuk means, l'chubanim shimoli. Sometimes in life, we don't understand the messages that our parents, or grandparents, or teachers, it takes a few years to be able to penetrate. Right? Like the Kotzker of what we said, alavavcha. Why is that alavavcha? It should be in your heart. Alavavcha means that sometimes our heart are so stoned, they're so closed off. But we ask Kodesh Baruch to put it on the heart that hopefully one day our heart becomes flesh and soft and kind and caring. That the Torah that we learned when we were young and when we were in high school, that should penetrate into. And that's the whole Torah Shezer Menachem Sim, the Rebbe Rav Shmelko was telling us. That it's not about Hayam, it's not about Hayom. It's Lecham HaVikidash Hayom Umachar. Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klai Yisrael to get ready for Matan Torah. But Hayom Amachar means today to take the Pnimius of Shavuos, take the Pnimius of anything holy, Umachar, bringing it into tomorrow. That it should be one with you. It should stay with you. And in the words of the Menachem Sion, the Chagim HaKadoshim Anu Soivkim Harbe Richnius, we're getting so involved, we're so absorbed with so much Kedusha. Ruach Kedusha V'Tahara V'Sheva Kodosh Machshavas Kedoshash. Asher Achkasha Yotzim Achagim Yesh Chashash Sheel Yerida Me Igra Rama Labira Mikdash Chaya Hayom Hayom. You have the day to day routine. Maybe you might think that at the end of the day you're going to have a Yerida. But Zos Avodas Hikshish Mikdash Lekadish Es Hayom Ababam Acherei Achagim Vahasiyenus Birchas Moadacha means we ask God Baruch Hu that we should take it with us. That it shouldn't just be a Yerida. Yes, it won't be the same days. But we beg Hashem that should take it with us, that we should be changed people. We can't be the same person that we were 3 days ago. If you had a 3-day yantav, if you had a 2-day yantav in Eretz Yisrael, to be better daveners and better learners. And if we're not, we do our best a little bit a day, a little bit tomorrow, to be kinder and better, a little bit of davening, a little bit more learning, Ava Rabba, to have more focus in Ava Rabba. I saw from Rav Yeshua Rubinson Shlita from Eish Kodesh, he has a beautiful sefer on Shavuos, Pesach Svir on Shavuos, and he says, Zman Matan Torah Seinu means not just Shavuos. Zman Matan Torah Seinu is supposed to take you until Sukkot. And now it's a time to implant Torah. That's a time this summer, the rest of the world, it's a little more chill. It's a time that Zman Matan Torah Seinu goes from Shavuos to Sukkot. Says the Rebbe Shmelka, it's not about Kidashim Hayom, Kidashim Hayom Machar. When the students go out, make sure they can straight stand on their own, because they take the coast of the yeshiva with them. It's chakukim, it's l'chubanim. So when they go on their way, it's tishar, it's in their hearts. It's who they are. It's part of them. Says the Rebbe Nachum Sion, it's not just about taking the days and going back to your regular life. It's got to be change our hearts. V'hasiyenu, that we become married to the Rebbeinu Shem. Just to end off with a Torah that I once saw a few years back. We say, Yishtabach Baruch Atah Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses the songs, the chooses the musical songs. Says the Rebbe Rabbonim, Haboicher Bishire doesn't just refer to the song. Haboicher Bishire means Bishiyare. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the remnants. He wants the leftovers. Haboicher Bishire Zimra. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the leftovers. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the changed hearts and the changed souls after a davening, after Shabbos, after a 3-day yontif. Haboruch Hu is the most precious things to Rabbeinu Shem are the things that we changed. Or we try our best. And this is something we've said from the past. I have to say it. I forgot to say it, but I have to say it again. From Rav Schwab. The Pasuk says in Shir Shirim at the end, how beautiful are your shoes. And says Rav Schwab, how beautiful are your shoes to come to Yerushalayim. You take your shoes off in your Ola Regal. Says Rav Schwab, because it's not about when you come to Yerushalayim. It's not about when you get to Shabbos or get to Shavuot. How beautiful are your shoes when you leave, says Rav Schwab. It's not about being in those moments. It's about taking those moments with you in your heart and your soul. How beautiful are your shoes when you leave Yerushalayim. That it's in your heart to be a better husband, a better wife, a better son, a better daughter. To be a little more focused on our learning, a little more focused on our davening, a little more kinder. Be able to be strong with Shemir Sinai when summer comes. To be strong with anything and everything we do. Everybody knows their Yetzirah, as we say for Kushos and Magad. Ezu Gibar, Kovish and Titzro. Who is strong? One who knows his Yetzirah, not the Yetzirah, his Yetzirah. And Nebez Hashem, we should be Zoichen, and the merit of learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The merit of Yisruchai. Yisruchai Ba'avoysim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world of Slonim, it's Yisruchai Ba'avoysim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Yisruchai go about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold it down to the Mizrach, hold it on tight. Hold on tight. Daven today that we should take Shavuos with us. That we should take Shabbos and take Shavuos with us. And there should be last Zman Matan Torah Seinu throughout the summer until we get to Elul and we're ready once again to start our relationship once again with the fire of Torah going to the month of Elul and Tishrei Be'ez Hashem Nishlam Yekosh. Wishing everyone a good Zimmer, Tzivich Simen Tov, a good Ben Shir, Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, Lanu L'chol Ba'is Yisrael.